it out to them. And he says he's probably just recovering at the morgue.
Exactly. He's on the way if anybody comes around.
Yeah. Is that better?
I don't have to say some of the things that Earl says, do I?
Steve will give you afterwards a statement on the signing of the Investment Company Act of 1940, which is accompanied by the Investment Advisors Act of 1940. Legislation that both houses of the Congress passed unanimously, and this is a great clarification to aid small business, Amish business, and part of the regular administration program. Page and a half long, and I'm not going to read it to you. Steve will give it to you. All kinds of details.
There's nothing new. You saw the appointment, please.
Today. And meet on Monday. In Ottawa for organization purposes and start the work. And there's no news whatsoever on conversations with Great Britain in regard to pages. Or destroy it, or anything else. That thing ain't no news. It'll save you all time.
Mr. President, would you care to comment on the version of this somewhat proposition to postpone the subscription for January 1st to get the volunteer assistance for the trial?
Personally, I'm absolutely opposed to postponement. That means, in these days, we all know what the world situation is. Nearly a year of delay. We have to remember, furthermore, that while we have been concentrating this summer on letting orders for new equipment, a very large portion of that equipment will begin to be delivered late this autumn or early in the spring. And while we knew beforehand that manpower without equipment is no use, getting to the point now saying that equipment without manpower is no use. The Secretary gave me a drawn out and some points in regard to this legislation. The selected draft, the whole. He points out that to fill up the present units of the Army to full strength, let's say the regular Army, the National Guard, and Reserve, will require nearly 400,000 men. And that even at the present high rate of voluntary recruiting, this would require a year. Now, that we can't afford a year. In other words, time is of the essence. In addition to filling up present units, we need another 400,000 men to create the additional necessary supporting troops in the shape of Corps troops, Army and GHQ troops that are necessary to make the combat divisions of the regular Army and the National Guard function as an organized team. To recruit these additional 400,000 men would take nearly a year more on the basis of the present high basis of recruiting. Then on the present maneuvers, which we saw a portion of, what they have in the south too, west, one of the important factors that was shown was not the willingness of the men. They were completely willing and earnest in their work. Last year, and that is, we had too many men that are soft. Well, the way to put it this way, with a 15-mile march, with a terrible physical strain, and we know that on the other side of the ocean there are certain armies that are physically capable of marching 30 miles a day. And in warfare, that means an awful lot. Awful problems. Physical, stability. Then he makes the other point that if we put off increasing the army to the best needs until sometime next spring, it's going to put off the whole defense program as a whole, about a year, nearly a year. Well, the fact that we have the equipment for all these new men now. I'll give you a very simple example, if the ladies will pardon me. It's very nice to be able to order special army DVDs. You know what DVDs are, don't I? Now, it doesn't make an awful lot. Whether we have a special army order, a DVD, or whether we go into the average, what they call it, combat rational store, and buy them. There are plenty of DVDs in the United States. Same way with shoes. It's awfully nice to have completely uniform shoes for everybody in an army. Delightful. But there are plenty of good marching and working shoes that are in the stores of the United States. So any question about not having equipment for them is just plain nonsense. And when it comes to rifles, we know that we've got plenty of rifles in reserve for all the men who have taught good drills with rifles. Furthermore, on this training question. There are a large number of things in modern war people don't realize. For instance, you fellows, you wouldn't be most of you any good whatsoever because you don't know any of these technical trades. Besides which, you nearly all of you be soft. Well, we all know. I'm soft too. For defense purposes. But there are all kinds of things that a modern army has to know all about. A vast number of men, for instance, who have got to learn all about the use of walkie-talkie. Now, that's not a movie term. That's an army term. The walkie-talkie is the portable field radio set that you carry on the back of a man. And you're able to talk through that portable field radio set to the colonel in command of the next regiment, or if it's an extended operation, to the lieutenant colonel or major in charge of your next door battalion, maybe a half mile away, beyond the range of voice. You can talk to him through one of these little portable field sets. Now, there isn't anybody in this room knows how to run one of those. There are darn few people in the country. We need to train them. Take, for instance, these new detectors to detect approaching airplanes. Well, we're going to have the detectors, but it takes a lot of technical training to be able to run one of those detectors. Furthermore, they open up a wide field, all these new things, of cooperation between different units of an army. And these new instruments open up a new line to American troops, and they have to be trained to use that line. We have a new problem of cooperation between air troops and ground troops. And our progress is rudimentary. I use the word advisory. Rudimentary. Some time. There's no use to train 10 men when you have to have 1,000. He's willing to expect to have actual man, trained manpower. And finally, all this new training is, I say, is thorough and novel. And the Secretary of War says the Army cannot practice efficiently as a team until it is filled up to full strength and until the men are physically hardened. To inject a large number of untrained men at a later date will postpone by just that delay the effective development of the Army as a team. Well, it's a little bit as if old Rockney. Give you a good illustration out of next time. Suppose we had, at the beginning of the season, instead of 44 men, about 44 full 11, that were all considered good enough material for a Notre Dame team. Suppose we started your season with 9 men, 2 less than 1 11. Well, Notre Dame wouldn't have had the football teams up yet. And incidentally, as a result, Notre Dame wouldn't have won. We had invaded on this continent, we want to win. It's better to have a good football team than none at all. If we don't get a clear right away this fall, I don't mean this fall, I mean in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a real delay in getting our team together. They've had discussion on this in committee in the House and the Senate. As I think the bills were put in on the 30th day of June, and that's still growing. And no action in either house, and this is the 23rd of August. That's why I'm asking for action now. Well, checking up, the only thing I can say is perhaps the checkup will disclose something, and perhaps it won't, because we've checked in the past a lot of similar stories, and they will end up the fictions of the imagination. Or maybe this won't. Well, maybe, I don't know. I never heard of it until you mentioned it. I don't know. I haven't got the tables down here, but I should say for a long time about. So you've got about 400,000 now, and need 2 more increments. Be about 1 million before now.
I'm going to go to the hospital.